Being a little scared in front of risks to me is human and good. We should make sure that whilst having fear is okay, our fear should never stop us from doing what's right. As soon as I get into action, my fear is gone. It's a real, consistent, repeated experience. Hey, hello, and welcome. My name is Stefan. I am a leadership catalyst, and I am passionate for creating a well-led world, for making leadership the standard, making good leadership the rule rather than the exception, as it is in some companies today. Welcome to this Lightwolf podcast, where I'd like to share a few ideas. I'd like to have an exchange with you. I'd be very interested in understanding how you see things. So I'm looking forward to an interaction as well. Interaction today on a podcast title that says, How to Reduce Fear, 3 Simple Steps. Together with my team, I support managers and leaders in making clear strategy, good leadership, and sustainable change their standard. And I'm delighted, I'm happy that you're giving yourself some of your time to participate in this new Lightwolf podcast episode on an important topic, on fear or on reducing fear. A little bit of context on this topic. In my perspective, being afraid is absolutely human. To be a little bit scared once in a while is even good rather than bad. The only people on this planet who scare me are the ones who say, Stefan, I am not scared of anything, unquote. These people scare me, you know? You know why? Because being a little scared in front of risks to me is human and good. I have 2 sons, 24 and 18. My elder son, Niels, when he went into the Alps 3 years ago, he was 21, with a very good, very close friend and a guide. The 3 of them climbed 14 mountains of more than 4,000 meters in 4 days in the Alps. And when I heard that Niels asked the guide whether he at times was scared, he said in broadest Swiss dialect, Ja, manchmal habe ich auch ein wenig Angst. Yes, sometimes I am also a little scared. And I was so relieved because I knew this man would take care, this man would assess which risk is acceptable, which risk is calculated, and which one is not. Yeah. So I think occasionally having some fear is good. Even as a leader, even as a manager, I think at times you can be scared. I've been told even by a number of very successful, very accomplished, very senior leaders, some of whom have led companies with 6-digit amounts of people, that even they sometimes simply didn't know what's right. That even they at times were a little bit afraid to move ahead. But in the context of good leadership, I think we should make sure that whilst having fear is okay, our fear should never stop us from doing what's right. Yeah? I would really be interested if you feel comfortable sharing. Drop me a note, send me an email, write a WhatsApp, go on my website. Go on LinkedIn, find your way to find me and contact me. Please share with me what you think good leadership is. Because I think everyone has a slightly different perception and definition, and that's great. So share with me what you think good leadership is. For me, good leadership means achieving consistently excellent business results and consistently excellent people development by enabling others to do what's right. That's my definition of good leadership. So it should be the right thing, not the comfortable thing. Yeah? And that requires courage. And it should be done, not just thought or discussed. Yeah? It's easy to think it. It's also easy to talk a whole lot about what's right. Leadership is in your actions. So good leadership requires action despite uncertainty. And therefore, I think it's helpful to develop your own little tips and tricks how to reduce fear a little bit so that you, in yourself, by reducing fear in you, and then you in your environment, the people above you, next to you, below you, the people around you, that you help them be a bit more confident despite risk. And when I prepared for this podcast, I reflected a little bit about all areas of life, me as a father, me as a husband, me as a member of competitive sports teams, me as an individual, me as a manager and leader. And here are three tips for you, my three best tips, how to reduce fear in three simple steps. Tip one, allow fear, create trust. First, I think it is helpful if you allow yourself to sometimes be scared. And if you allow around you that people can be scared once in a while, why not? Promote open communication, regular transparent updates on company developments, and open forums for questions. All these things help to reduce uncertainty. Offer trust and support. Show empathy and understanding for your employees' concerns. Make them feel that you feel with them. Huh? Offer help when they need help. Offer support and encourage a culture of trust. Yeah? So tip number one, allow fear and create trust. Tip number two, create psychological safety. One of the topics I really like learning about is the topic of success. And I like success, I like winning, but believe me, I have had a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats and losses in my life. Because success is not a straight line. It's not linear. It's much more a line of setbacks with some occasional wins that then from the outside might look like a straight line, like an impressive line of successes one after the other. That's rare. It's the absolute exception. I think success is much more some success and some failure, some setbacks, and a lot of learning. Just the other week, I was invited to give a keynote on the topic success and how to ignite it. A Japanese company, a high number of people in the audience, and it was great to feel the big resonance as of the moment I started sharing and talking. I went through the people, we exchanged. It was much more a dialogue than a keynote. I love it. I love the exchange. I love what I receive back from people. Brilliant questions, brilliant experience that they shared about success and how to ignite it. One other topic I'm really passionate about is team success and team performance. How do you create a high-performing team? This is also one of our most frequently booked programs that clients book from us. Right now, we are running three of those programs in parallel in three different industries. And it's quite typical that clients, a year after running the program, say, quote, "Stefan, it's really interesting. I feel since we completed this program, more and more people finally say what they think and dare to say the truth," unquote. Or this first quote was from the CEO of an IT business. The second quote is from their HR officer saying, quote, "This program made us talk much more with each other and less about each other," unquote. Yeah? So these are things that happen in this program. And I love studying what makes teams successful. And in that context, a few years ago, I got aware of a study done in Google. The study is called Project Aristotle. And Google, of course, is one of the most successful companies in the world today. The study that was done between 2016 and 2019 done by a few Google managers who had just joined the company just before this study. They analyzed 180 teams, and they wanted to figure out what's the difference between average or lower performing teams and high performing teams in Google. And I saw it at work just last year. I visited through two Google offices in Manhattan and one Google office in Zurich here in Central Europe. So I could feel it. I could see it. And it was so interesting that the key learning, the key factor that distinguishes average from great teams in Google is psychological safety. Psychological safety meaning that in those highly successful teams, everybody at every point in time can be who they are and say what they think without any fear of any negative consequences, of being pushed out of the team or being looked down at. Psychological safety. The second factor had to do with almost equal contribution to meeting progress. And three, airtime, their participation. How much do they speak in meetings? Yeah. So this was a brilliant insight that I believe is also super helpful because it's the opposite of fear, right? It's creating psychological safety. And I think you can do it as well in your work. Try and help the people around you to just be who they are and say what they think. Make them speak up. Yeah? Make them speak up. Make them contribute. Help them understand mistakes as a learning opportunity rather than as something negative. Sometimes we win and sometimes we learn, right? Let's use mistakes. I'm human. Of course I make mistakes. I don't like it. I don't want it, but I do it. So if it's unavoidable anyway, why shouldn't I learn? Yeah. Another keynote that I sometimes am invited to hold is called My Three Biggest Fuck-Ups. And believe me, I have made repeatedly three mistakes in my professional career. And it's great when I'm invited to share them with leaders from all seniorities and we get into an exchange. It's very inspiring to learn from the things that didn't go well first time around. And you can do the same. Establish around you an atmosphere and a culture where people feel free to learn from mistakes and view them as learning opportunities rather than as the end of the world. Show in your environment that mistakes are expected, not desired, but expected, and accepted and seen as an opportunity to improve. You may want to share your own mistakes. You may want to share your own lessons learned to make people see you are human, to make people feel you are on eye level with them rather than better than them. Share your lessons learned, share your mistakes, and create an environment where risk-taking is encouraged. And show support when support is needed and show appreciation. Humans need appreciation. Recognize each team member's contributions. Think twice what you want to appreciate. Input, effort, development, results. Which of those do you want to appreciate? This decision is an important factor that creates the culture in your environment. Do you just praise effort, independent from development or results? Do you praise development? Or do you praise results and nothing else? I think it really determines the culture, how you share your praise and your appreciation across those three. Effort, development, result. Yeah? Show appreciation. Show it to every team member because they all deserve to be praised at times when their contribution, their development, and their results deserve it. And show empathy. Make them feel your feeling with them. Make them feel you understand how they feel. And make them understand you see their personal situation as well. You perceive their personal concerns as well. all these aspects make you appear as human and just create more psychological safety in your team. So that's my second point, how to do it. Create psychological safety. And three, I always have to laugh when I think about this one. It's not because of the title. The third tip is from fear to action. But the reason why I'm laughing is it's the video that I'm going to recommend to you now. It's a 60-second video that my friend Henrik Poelenje from the Netherlands once shared with me. Thank you, Henrik, if you listen to this podcast. And thank you, Alice, for encouraging Henrik to share this with me. A brilliant 60-second video. The title is Why Worry? The gentleman's name is Gaur Gopal Das, an Indian guru. Google him on YouTube or look into the show notes. I'm sure that Hannah will put the link into the show notes here. Watch it. I love it. It's so funny and I feel so detected. Sometimes I worry about those little things, those little details, complete and utter bullshit. Really non-important stuff, and I still worry about it. And when I see this video, I can relax, I can laugh about myself, and I can take things a little more lightly, maybe as they should be. Have a look at this video. It starts with the question, do you really have a problem in life? And then it gives you three answers that just end in a really funny position and that make me laugh. Watch it here in the show notes. And one more thought that comes straight from the end of this video and that I have experienced in my life time and time again. As a father, as a husband, as a member in competitive sports teams, as a young leader, as a manager, as an intern, no matter what, I've seen it time and time again. If I am in situations when I'm slightly nervous, when I feel uncertain, when I feel slightly scared, then the best way is to think, to understand why do you feel scared and what is the first thing I can do to reduce my fear. And then just do it. As soon as I get into action, my fear is gone. It's a real, consistent, repeated experience. As soon as I start acting, doing something that I think is heading in the right direction, is heading towards a solution, my fear is gone. So if this works for you as well, then do the same. Accept your fear, understand why you're scared, find a solution, and take your first step. Get into action. Yeah. So in summary, what are three simple things I would like to share with you? If you would like to get fear reduced and confidence increased in your environment. Tip number one, allow fear, create trust. Tip two, create psychological safety. And tip three, from fear to action. Watch the video. And if you would also like to find ways to establish a climate of safety, a climate of psychological safety in your team, in your company, in your department, an environment and an atmosphere in which performance is desired and encouraged. Mistakes are expected and utilized. And people feel supported and valued for good development and for good results. Then get in touch with me. Book your slot. Let's talk. Get in touch with me for a free initial consultation. I would love to meet you. I would love to listen to you. And I'd like to understand what your situation is. And maybe already in this first short chat, I can give you one little trick or one little tip that helps you make progress. So if that's interesting to you, go into the show notes, book your appointment right away. And if you enjoy this podcast, then please be so kind, give us a rating, give us a feedback in your podcast streaming app. It'll help us learn, and it would be my huge pleasure if you left a little rating. Thank you very much for giving yourself this valuable time. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I already now very much look forward to welcoming you again here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you and see you soon. your Stefan.